Blog Talk Radio.
And information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that your Mother's Day was a wonderful day. Mine was very relaxing after having planned my son's graduation on Saturday, May 10th. It was such a busy day. But it was a blessing of a day. And I was exhausted by the end of the day after the graduation at the Georgia dorm and coming home and preparing for our guests. It was wonderful, but very tiring. But it was worth it because he finally graduated and will start his new career in IT, and Mommy, he can get out of Mommy's pocket. What a blessing. So that was my Mother's Day present, and I relaxed all day after my sister and brother left to go back to South Carolina. It was a wonderful evening just relaxing on the couch and doing absolutely nothing. But I hope that your Mother's Day was, I would say, that your loved ones maybe took you out to dinner, did something special for you. I just did made lots of phone calls received wishing you a happy Mother's Day. And tonight we're going to talk a little about love, but first we're going to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. The scripture we'll be reading from, it will be John, the 15th chapter, the 4th verse. Just 1 second, please. Just turned away from my page. Well, let me read the Amplified version of that verse, and maybe I'll find my place back where I was going to also read the King James Version. That's the Amplified Version, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. And the King James Version, remains in me and remain, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. That's coming from John 15:4. You worship a miracle-working God whom you can call on at any time of stress and tension. God always gives you what you need because he's the giver of every perfect gift, and you are the blessed receiver of that gift. Most people respond to the act of kindness of God by trying to find some good deed that they do that will please him. When you think of something, you do it enthusiastically and energetically, but you are sure this is what he wants you to do. Yes, we do that. We try to do the different things that we feel that God wants to do, and also show favor to us, and also look at us as a good Christian, and also doing the things that God wants us to do in our life. Discovering God's will for your life can be an exciting adventure. You may start out in various directions before you finally discover the path that he has set for you. But when you know that you are in his holy will, you will discover that you are no longer working for him, but that he is working through you. And yes, he does. Like I said, I normally cite the scripture. When God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. That's coming from Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. Just knowing that whatever you're doing in God, he will always be there with you. He will walk with you and to help you accomplish that goal. Problems suddenly sometimes become an opportunity for your faith becomes practical, alive, and dynamic. By working with God, you can become effective, an effective instrument in his hand. Yes, you will become effective in doing what his will. But how can you prove to God that you love him and you want to do his will? But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. That's 1 John, the 2nd chapter, the 5th verse. Telling God how much you love him may seem sentimental, yet it is one of the most inspiring things you can do. It fortifies your heart, focuses your thoughts on eternal reality, and confirms that the conviction that you have always held but seldom expressed. To tell God you love him entails much more than fleeting sentiment, because love without action is useless. Love requires uplifting and inspirational deeds. James asks, what good is it if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? how genuine can your love for God truly be if you are aware of a serious need and do nothing to eliminate it? The shortest verse in the Bible is God is love. When you tell God that you love him, you offer your best to him and express your willingness to serve him whenever he wishes to use you. That's one way that we will show God that we love him, by trying to be obedient to his word and doing his will. Love that does not manifest itself practically becomes a gimmick that lacks dynamic spirituality. And once we show God how much we love him, then we want to serve him. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of saints. Many people desire to serve the Lord, but they do not know how to. As a result, they experience a vacuum in their spiritual life. They become frustrated and complain that they remain unfulfilled. In their disappointment, they withdraw more and more until they, in their opinion, wave a lost cause goodbye. Every disciple of Jesus had a capacity for love. The most effective way to serve the Master is to share his love with others. And that is so easy to do. Show your neighbor love. Show your family and friends love, your friend's neighbor and coworker. That is an easy task to do. Love can comfort, save the lost, and offer hope to those who need it. It can break down barriers, build bridges, establish relationships, and heal wounds. Yes, love can do all of those things. If you are sincerely looking for a way to serve the Lord, why don't you just start by loving others in his name? A telephone call, a letter, a visit to somebody who is in distress will provide that joy and comfort. Even more important, serving the Lord will bring a sense of fulfillment and satisfactory to your life. And as we have talked about before, whenever you are feeling down, depressed, going through your grieving process, if you reach out to someone else and try to help someone else, encourage someone else, and comfort someone else, it'll make your day feel better. And that's one way of sharing and showing your love to others. Let's continue to talk about love. Psalms 103:17 says, "For everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with us who fears him, and his righteousness with their children's children." God loves you. It is not complicated or conditionally. Really, his love is unconditionally. He loves us in spite of our sin. Our human understanding can comprehend the reason why only it is true. As much as you might want to explain it, reason it out, you just can't. Instead of wrapping yourself in question, wrap yourself in his love. God has spared no expense. He has given you the very best he has offered. Just knowing that there's always someone out there that will give you the very best and want you to have the best. Someone, you don't have to worry about if from when you're not loved. God is always there. He loves us unconditionally, no matter how we make mistakes. He's always there to continue to show us that love. John 13:34-35 also says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I love you, as so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples." That's what he told his disciples, if you love one another. God loves you relentlessly, completely, and in spite of your flaws or shortcomings. He doesn't care what you've gone through, what you've done. He still loves you. He has created you, and he continues to love us in spite of our sins. He asks you first of all to love him in return and then love others. When you love, you show that you are his child. You demonstrate that you are and what you are made of. That pleases your Heavenly Father more than ever. Any great work you might do in his behalf. That's four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. Yes, you can please our Heavenly Father by loving others. Live to please him by loving others. How complicated is that? By showing your love to your fellow man, to your family, to your friends, your co-worker, and your neighbors. This weekend, at my son's graduation celebration, I must say that there were many people that showed up. The people that have helped mold and help my son throughout his 23 years of life. I had his barber that moved out of town. He left and him and his wife moved back to their hometown in Mississippi. And let me tell you how God works and how much he loves. He orders your step. My son played baseball for the first 2 years of college. He went to Jackson State in Mississippi. And later, just before he was getting ready to go, he discovered that his barber and his wife was moving back to their hometown, which was Jackson, Mississippi. So here he is going to Jackson. It wasn't something that was planned or discussed with the two of them. It just happened. And he's also not just was a barber, he was a mentor for my son. He took my son to the Falcon games, and my son loved sports. So he showed his love to my son by mentoring him and also just being a father figure to him during the time that he was here before he left. But how God works, how God loves, shows his love to my son, me and my son, he had his mentor to be there for him in Jackson. If he needed anything or someone to talk to, his barber did not live far away from the campus. And my son got sick during the winter with a terrible, I think he had the flu, and he was dehydrated and didn't get very much help from the school nurses. And I was very upset with about that. And I took off and went to Jackson. My daughter and I jumped in the car and wanted to take care of my son because my son's sounded terrible on the phone. But at the same time, this gentleman was there, and he went and looked after Alan until I got there. So it's such a blessing in how God orchestrated that, that he had him to move back during the same time my son decided to go to Jackson. That's the love that God shows us and the way that he does put certain things together. But getting back to his celebration, I had his first grade teacher that came. He wanted to be there. When I told her that he was graduating, she said she wanted to be there because she knew the kind of student that he was when she taught him in first grade. Then the lady that took care of him before when he was a baby up until 3 years old, she came also. When she heard that he was graduating, she wanted to be there to just to let him to show her love to him. Also, a neighbor came to show their love and support as well. His coach from elementary school who lives in the neighborhood wanted to come. So there were lots of love that was given to my son this past weekend. And these people wanted to be there for him because they were proud of him, that what he had accomplished. So with love coming from my neighbors and friends as well as family members. So it was everybody wanting to be there to show my son how much that they were very proud of him and just wanted to be there for the celebration. These were people who have input something in my son's life in the last 23 years. So it was a blessing to have those people at hand, the love that they showed me and my son. We have a few more minutes before I have about less than 10 minutes. Also wanted to read some more about love. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwell in God, and God in him. Love is always a choice. Sometime, of course, we may fall in love, but it takes work to stay there. Sometime we may be swept off our feet with love, but by sweeping is only temporary. Sooner or later, if love is not endure, one must plant one's feet firmly on the ground. The decision to love another person for a lifetime is much more than the simple process of falling out of love. It requires reaching out, holding firm, and lifting up. Love then becomes a decision to honor and care for the other person. Come what may. When a Christian responds to God's love and love him in return, that too is a matter of choice and will. With the indwelling of Christ comes the power and ability to love God and family more deeply. Parents who choose to become parents who choose to welcome Christ into their lives and their children discover that God's love is no boundary. As a loving mother, you face countless choices each day. Your first choice has eternal implications. So choose God and his son. It is a decision that will change you forever. I choose love. No occasion justifies hatred, nor justice warrant bitterness. I choose love. Today I will love God and what God loves. Today I will love God and what God loves. That's a quote. We love him because he first loved us. Delight thyself in the Lord. It is a sudden reality that he has become the desire of your heart. We love him because he first loved us. And that is all about love. We have a few announcements. Once again, please spread the word and invite others to join us on our trip to Panama City. We are going on July 18th through the 20th. That's July 18th through the 20th. You still have time to make that deposit and join us on the trip to Panama City. We are having a meeting this coming Saturday. That is May 17th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Please come and join us at this meeting. Invite other widows. If you know of any new widows, please invite them and to join us at our meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And that is all that we have tonight. Oh, one thing I want to talk about, the meeting, every now and then I make a certain dish. So I'm making that dish this coming Saturday. So come and enjoy a nice continental breakfast at the meeting this coming Saturday. And that is all I have tonight. Continue to show your love for God, to your family, to your friends, your neighbors, your friends, your co-worker, because that's what God expects of us, to love each other. God is love. I hope that you will have a blessed week and continue to show your love to others. Tune in again each week at 10 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And I will end this show by playing James Fortune, that we can live through anything because we have the love of God to protect us through all of our trial and tribulation. He will give us that strength and that will and wisdom that we need to get through each and every situation. We must be strong in the Lord and knowing that he will always be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Be blessed. And
in this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it. Temporary. Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you.
Didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just wait.
You gotta pray through it.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're fading now. There's no way I can live through this.
But live.
But live through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding. It feels like you're
dying,
dying inside.
Dying,
the fight of your life.
Fight of your life.
God knows.
No, this will not.